Hey, Daddy, are you busy? Sorry, I know you're studying for a test. Of course you're busy. It's just I really need to talk to you. Yeah, now. I'm sorry. Please? Okay. I'll try to be quick. You know that I really like you, right, Daddy? And you like me? I mean, I'm make you happy, at least, right? Okay, good. What? I'm sorry, I'm not very good at confrontation, okay? Oh, no. Sorry, I don't mean this to be like a confrontation, really. I just Oh, God, sorry, can you just stop writing for a second and hear me out, please? Okay. I'll just get right to it. Okay. Well, first of all, why do you make me call you daddy? I mean, I get it, kind of. It's a sex thing, right? And that's okay. Oh, no, it's okay. I knew you liked it, so like I agreed, but then you started wanting me to do it all the time, and well, you're like 2 years younger than me. Isn't that kind of weird? Oh, don't look that way, Daddy. No, I'm just asking a question. No, it doesn't have to change, I guess. It's, well, it is kind of humiliating. Well, I'm like 22 years old and a senior in college. You're 20 and a sophomore, and I don't know, isn't that kind of weird for me to call you daddy? Like, yeah, well, no, I know you like it, but it just seems like, well, I don't know. Maybe you like forcing me to do it more than me actually doing it. Well, oh, sorry, no, not forcing. I know I don't have to, but I just have this feeling that it's not about what I call you. It's more about wanting to make me uncomfortable, right? Is that true? Is that what you like about it? Well, like, all I'm saying is maybe we can find something else, like sir or mister or something like that. I mean, either of those would be better than daddy. Oh. So you're saying I was right then. You do like it because it makes me uncomfortable. Okay, that's honest, I guess. Weird, and what I don't get is why. But no, I don't like it. Okay, yeah, I know I said it gets me like flustered and horny, I guess. I don't really understand why, but I mean, it's not that I like it. It's more that I'm starting to get used to it, and that makes me feel a little icky. Yeah. Okay. No, it's okay. I'll keep doing it. Calling you daddy. I mean, I guess I kind of am used to it now, so it's okay. Huh? Oh, I'm cute. Well, I don't know what that has to do with anything, but thank you, I guess. Okay. Daddy. No worries. I was just asking. Oh, wait. No. Wait, Daddy. Daddy? Sorry. No, I know you have to study. I am really sorry. But no, there's more I wanted to ask you about than just like the daddy thing. There's actually quite a bit more, and I want to get it all out before I lose my nerve, so Sorry, is that okay? Okay, well, about the gum that I've been chewing, the stuff you like order from Japan or whatever. do I have to chew it all the time? Oh, well, no, I'm not chewing any right this second. Why not? What's that? Well, I just, sorry, wait. I guess I just wanted to give it a rest because like I've been chewing so much of it lately, and you have to special order it, and you're also, you're studying right now, so you're busy. And so yeah, I and it and it's in your de and it's in your desk, and God, wait, no, wait. No, it's gross. No, wait, it's just gross, Daddy. I mean, who makes gum that tastes like sperm? Like, what kind of sick pervert came up with that? And who chews that stuff? Well, no, I know I do, but that's only because you make me. No, sorry. No, I know you don't make me. I just want to make you happy, Daddy. So I do it for you? I just don't understand why. Why do you want me to chew it? It makes my breath smell like cum, and that's all the time. And is that what you want? Like, don't I get enough of that already? Like, after we have sex? Like, honestly, what, look, would you want to chew it? See, okay, so why would I? It's humiliating, it's degrading. And what makes it even worse is you know that I think it's gross, but you make me do it anyways. No, you know what I mean. No. No, I know that I can say no, but I don't like to say no. It's really hard for me. Just wears me down. I want to say yes. I want to give you things and make you happy, and that's just my personality. I've always been that way, especially with you. And when I have to do hard things, I just think, well, I'll just get through it now, and in the end, it'll be worth it. And I'm not sure this is worth it, Daddy. I just, I guess. Okay, this is really hard for me to say, but I guess I kind of feel taken advantage of. Well, you want me to do these things, and no, I know I don't have to do them, but you know me, Daddy. I can't say no. I want you to be happy with me. I don't want to disappoint you, and what makes me really scared is that gum. I'm starting to get used to the gum, and I'm starting to get used to all of it. The gum, the calling you Daddy, those awful, nasty names you call me while we're having sex, and I'm even getting used to the fact that every single time you come, you want to do it on my face. And I, none of this is normal, Daddy. But like, I'm starting to get used to it, and that really scares me. No, but I don't like it. No, I don't. I know I get wet, and yeah, I know I come too, but that's different. That's just, I don't know what that is. I don't know. I just, it's confusing, and it's humiliating and disgusting, and it feels like I don't know, like you're doing this to me on purpose, and like you know that I won't say no. I get really horny sometimes, and you try to trick me into thinking that I like it when you degrade me like this. No, I don't, Daddy. But I don't. What? No. I'm sorry. No. I don't want to break up. I don't. No. I don't want to break up at all. I don't. I like you. I like you so much, Daddy. I like living with you and having sex with you. And I really like it when we snuggle on the couch and when we watch TV together and we talk about school. But I just wish some things were different, I guess. Like, it's not just the gum or that you like to finish on my face or the daddy thing. It's more than that. Well, okay, like, why do I have to dress in these crazy slut clothes all the time? I mean, like, I know it's just for when I'm at home, but Like just for once, Daddy, I'd like to come home and relax. Maybe like put on a t-shirt or a comfy dress. I could wear your t-shirt if you want. Wouldn't that be cute and nice? And anything besides these fucking mini skirts and these block heels that you make me wear. And God, just look at these. My top is so tight, you can see my nipples poking through. I look like some kind of fucking prostitute. Do you have any idea what that's like? Just walking around the apartment like this, trying to make sure I'm clean and shaved and chewing on sperm gum and looking like a complete fucking slut. And I have to like make sure I stay away from the windows and just wait for my boyfriend to come home. Sorry, my daddy. And no, wait, that makes it even worse. I'm just a slut waiting for daddy to come home, right? And sometimes I have to wait like a long time. And then I start to wonder, who am I doing this for? Nobody's fucking here. It's just me, and you're not even home. It's so long. It's so long. And when you finally do come home and you come through the door, well, sometimes it's fun, I guess. Yeah. It's just so demeaning, is all. And that's another thing. Why don't you ever tell me what your schedule is? I mean, if you could just call like 10 or 15 minutes before you come home, I could get dressed then, and then I'd be ready for you when you walk in the door. That would be an okay compromise, right? So at least I'm sitting at home by myself. My breath doesn't smell like cum. I don't have to walk around the apartment looking like a complete whore for anyone who just like walks by the window. Huh? Well, yeah, no. I know I'm always worked up and excited when you finally get there, and no, I know that. I know. But that's not the point, Daddy. No, it isn't. No, the point is I don't like being treated like that. I don't like being taken advantage of like that. No, I don't. Just because I get wet and stuff doesn't. No, it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean I want it. It just means that I'm starting to get used to it. That's why I'm bringing all of this up. It's scaring me, Daddy. It's terrifying. That gum, I'm actually starting to like the taste of it. And God, like all I can think about right now is opening the box, sitting right there, and getting another piece. And fuck, what is wrong with me? And when I dress like this, I'm starting to get so wet that I have to change my panties after an hour or two, or I'll start like making a mess of my legs and start to smell myself. And honestly, real. Why are you laughing? No. No. It's not funny. The whole apartment starts to smell like me. I dripped all the way down to my ankles the other day because all my panties were in the washer. No, you're being a jerk. You're being a jerk, Daddy. I mean, I guess it's kind of funny, but no, wait, no. It's also kind of disgusting. I don't feel human when that happens. I feel like an animal. Like an animal who just like can't control herself. And then there's that dildo you gave me. Do you remember? The rubber one with the suction cup? Yeah, that one. One from yesterday. I was so mad at you when you gave me that, Daddy. I was. I know I didn't say anything because, well, I mean, I was trying to be a good girlfriend, right? But I was mortified. What kind of boyfriend gives his girlfriend a suction cup dildo and says, "Here, if you're so horny, fuck this while you're waiting for me." Like that, God, that, I was so mad. It was just so humiliating. Seriously, I threw it right in the trash. I was so upset. I almost broke up with you that night. Last night, yeah. I don't know, then like 2 hours later, you'd gone to the library to study and I didn't know where you were or when you'd be back, and there I was, how I am now, all dressed up in some whore outfit, and I'm so horny, and I don't know, I pulled it out of the trash and washed it off, and I started fucking it. I hated myself for that. Honestly. No, I really did. It's only gotten worse since. Like yesterday, when you came home and you caught me bouncing up and down on this freakish rubber cock on the kitchen floor, doing this big wad of gummified sperm. And when you came in, I was so stupid. I was just so out of it. I didn't even see you. You laughed at me. You just laughed at me. You called me a slut. And I was so out of it. What did I do? I just came. What's wrong with me? I don't think I've ever felt more disgusting in my whole life, Daddy. My stomach is tying itself in knots right now, just thinking about it, realizing how lost I was, what I might have become. You get that? You understand what I'm trying to say? I hated every second of it. But the thing is, I've just gotten used to it. Anyway, that's why I decided to say something, finally. I don't feel like myself anymore, Daddy. I don't even know who I am. I can't concentrate in class. My grades have gone down the drain. My parents are harassing me about why I'm not graduating this semester. I'm constantly preoccupied with trying to make you happy. I'm trying to make sure I'm doing what you want me to do. And I'm just so horny all the time. Chewing on this gum, and I seriously think I'm starting to get addicted to it. And all you seem to care about is using my pussy and coming on my face. And is that what I am to you, Daddy? Is that all I am? Just a tight pussy, a pretty face? Come on. Just tell me the truth. Am I just a cunt? Are you doing all this to me on purpose? Wow. Okay. Thank you for your honesty. I can't believe you just said that. Well, okay. Mission accomplished, Daddy. I'm a fucking slut now. Congratulations. And as long as we're being completely honest with each other, you know what I think? I think you're a pig, Daddy. I think you're disgusting. And I can't believe I let you treat me like this. I'm so fucking stupid. I'm just a pushover. No. I'm too nice. I've always been too nice, and look where it's gotten me. I get wet for no reason. I obsessively chew on disgusting gum that literally makes my breath smell like sperm. I call my boyfriend Daddy. And all he does is call me a slut and come on my face. I mean, look at me. Look at what I'm wearing for you. Daddy, this is obscene. Well, say something. Is this what you wanted? This? No. You know what? Never mind. Never mind. I'm sorry. Shut up. I don't know why I'm sorry, but I am because I'm such a slut. All I want to do right now is go get a piece of that gum because I'm so stressed out and I feel like that's all that's going to make me feel better. And Daddy, is there something in it? In the gum? I mean, no, you know what I mean. Like, is something that's messing with my head, maybe? Something addictive? I won't be mad. I really want to know. I need to know if it did this or if this is just me. If this is really just me. This is what I'm really like. It? Actually, no, because it doesn't matter. You know what? It doesn't actually matter. I don't want to know because either way, this is my own fucking fault. No. Why are you laughing? Because I worry too much. Thanks for the scoop. Fuck you, Daddy. Oh, you don't think I know that? You don't think I know that I worry too much? You're such a jerk. God. No, I just I need a piece of gum because I'm so stressed out. And I think that's the only thing that's gonna work. It's the only thing that's gonna make me feel better. Just hang on, See, that's better. That's better. Daddy? I'm feeling a little better now. I'm sorry about my tantrum. I know you're busy, but I'm really horny. I guess my emotions are just so up. I'm so wet. You please fuck me, Daddy? Please? Here, I'll bend over the desk just like this. I'll pull my skirt up for you. It's easy, it's just right there. Just fuck me like this, please. Call me names. I'm on my face. Laugh at me. I mean, don't you see what I'm wearing? I'm such a fucking slut. I don't deserve any better. It can be really fast, okay? Just let me get off on your cock. I'm sorry about all that stuff I said before. I was confused. I didn't mean it. I was just fussy, Daddy. It was just a tantrum, please. I like it. I like smelling like cum and dressing like a toy, honestly. Please don't make me fuck that dildo again. Please. It's so cold and lifeless, Daddy. Please, please, please fuck me yourself. Oh, fuck. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you. Oh, fuck me. Fuck. Fuck me like a bitch. Yeah. Pull my hair and fuck me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Daddy. Yes. Call me a slut. Yeah. Call me a cum slut. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck my wet cunt. Oh. Use me, Daddy. Oh, fuck. Pull my hair and use me. Oh, I'm so fucked up, Daddy. I'm so messed up. Oh, I just want to taste your cum. Oh, I want to taste the real thing. I'm so tired of this gum, Daddy. It's not enough. It's not enough. It's not as good as you. Please, please, Daddy. Yeah, come on my face, Daddy. Please, come on me. Call me a slut and come on my face. It tastes so good, Daddy. It tastes so good. I love cum. I love your cum. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Oh, it's so sweet compared to the gum, you know? Oh, no, I like both. I do. I do. I do. I do, Daddy. I do. It's so good. You taste so good. Oh, so good. Oh, you taste so good. You're so good to me. Oh, Danny is so good to me. Oh. Yeah, I know you have to get back to work. I'll go clean myself up. Thank you. Daddy's so good to me. Oh.